my niece.
Irving.
You might be surprised to learn that I'm pleased to see you.
You shouldn't be. Not after what you did to me.
Are you talking about Duggles?
No, although I could easily be. Are you denying it, or have you forgotten? Jason.
Oh, Jason.
I want to hear you admit it. From your own mouth.
Fine. I had Peter kill Jason.
Try to sound like you care.
Well, it hardly seems to matter now.
It does to me. Why did you do it?
Jason had discovered I'd been altering history, making the collection a position of stability and strength to protect the energy field. It had become personal.
How?
He discovered I'd interfered in your life, and by association in his. It was part of trying to refashion the Dyingdom, and partly just... Well, you were doing such valuable work. He threatened to bring my people into it. I tried to deflect him away. I could have just edited his memory. I'd done it before, but the real danger was that he was about to be recruited by the Dyingdom.
Jason!
He would have been a very valuable asset against me. Something had to be done.
Why use Peter?
Because... I was hoping to bind you both to me. I thought that if you realized Peter was dangerous, you wouldn't want to cope with him on your own.
I wish I hadn't been so important to you.
You're the key ingredient in the Dyingdom's creation. Or you were. When I discovered that your memories and experiences had an effect on their genetic origins, I thought I could influence them by influencing you. That's why I let you go when you ran away. I thought perhaps that's what it needed. But I continued to monitor you via your time ring.
I should have worked that out.
Not necessarily. I went to great lengths to make it seem disconnected from me.
Yes, you used Peter again.
No. I never intended that.
I don't care what you intended. Do you know how much damage you've done to him?
I spoke to him earlier. He seems perfect.
Yes, he seems fine. That much is a miracle. But what you unleashed, when you made him kill Jason, he has to live with that.
What do you want me to do?
I want to see that you care, even slightly. You used to care. You seemed like you cared.
I was doing important work. As it happens, I failed.
In spectacular fashion. Worlds have been wrecked, lives lost, and the future ruined. And if you managed to convince yourself that what you were doing was good and worthwhile, and it was only other people's meddling that ruined it, I want to tell you that you were wrong.
Was that why you rescued me, to tell me how wrong I am?
No. I've got a plan to beat the Dyingdom.
Oh, you've got a plan, have you?
Yes, don't laugh at me.
Oh, don't take it the wrong way. I'm charmed. I really am, to see that you're still fighting.
I'll do it with or without you, but... It's got more of a chance with you.
Oh, how flattering.
Do you want to hear it or not?
You have me locked in a cell. You can make me listen to whatever you like.
So, I explain the plan. Starting with how Peter and I saw the moment the Dyingdom revealed themselves to their own ancestors. It stands to reason the ancestors wouldn't have taken what they were told entirely at face value. Especially since the Dyingdom we know look quite different from their earlier selves. The Dyingdom from the future would have been better armed, but at a disadvantage in terms of numbers. So, if we could plant evidence to make the earlier Dyingdom believe that their future selves were not, in fact, their future selves, but a bunch of intergalactic con men...
You might be able to provoke a war between them.
So? What do you think?
I think it's a very good idea.
You do?
Yes, you found a weak point that you may be able to exploit.
We've stolen data on the Dyingdom's real history. The idea is to use that to create fragments of a plausible false history, bury it on some other world, and covertly lead the Dyingdom's earlier selves to dig it up.
Ambitious, audacious.
Yes, I know.
And precisely the sort of thing I come up with myself.
Yes, all right. I did at least partly get the idea from your little trap on Javada.
If it wasn't for the fact that you needed my help with this, you'd have left me to the Dyingdom, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Genuinely.
You've suddenly decided it's worth apologizing?
Yes, because there's a chance of a future that's worth living in after all.
You're on board?
Yes. Give me your time ring.
What? Why?
You'll see.
No, you'll tell me. I'm sure it would look a lot more dramatic and impressive if I didn't know what you were going to do before you did it, but I think I'll spoil myself on this if that's okay with you.
Oh, all right. When all this started, I detached my own ship from the collection.
Yes, we know. Bev broke down the walls to your study and all she found was a blank white wall. Where is it?
When I realized the Dynedom were catching up with me, I hid it. And as your time ring is linked to it...
You can use the ring to get back to the ship.
So?
How do I know you'll come back?
Don't you think I have my own reasons for wanting to defeat the Dynedom? Perhaps even more than you do. Your plan is the best one on the table, far better than anything I've been able to come up with.
All right, here you go.
Thank you. I'll see you outside my study in 2 minutes.